One of the strengths of the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival's production of Romeo and Juliet is the sound design by Peter John Still. He's been designing sound for shows at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival for 20 years, and he's also earned nominations for a Tony Award and a Drama Desk Award for his work on shows in New York. Still starts with a simple idea, a clanging bell backed by a wailing siren. It's the very first thing you hear in the show before a single word is spoken, and these fateful sounds effectively foreshadow much of the action that will follow in the play. Still extends this opening concept by incorporating music that follows a similar pattern, drawn from Berkeley composer John Adams' landmark symphonic score from 1985, Harmonia Lyra. You can almost hear the alarm bell ringing in the repeating patterns found in this passage from the piece. Sound designer Still draws on a similar pattern of fateful repeating brass notes to underline the tension in the sword fight scene between the characters Mercutio and Tybalt. It's the turning point in the play where the story abruptly pivots from bawdy comedy to bloody tragedy. This fight scene lasts barely 90 seconds. Listen to how recorded music and clanging bells are layered together with oohs and ahs from the crowd. They are enjoying this duel between Romeo's best friend and Juliet's favorite cousin as a kind of high-risk entertainment. But their amusement turns to horror when Mercutio collapses in a bloody heap and a woman screams. The play's most fateful sword fight, in which the infuriated Romeo quickly avenges Mercutio's death by slaying Tybalt, the sound design draws on the dramatic opening theme from Harmonia Lyra. Here's the music by John Adams by itself. For the fight between Romeo and Tybalt, sound designer Still draws on that striking repetitive theme by Adams, splicing sections of it together with clanging bells and a siren, along with shouts and gasps from the crowd.
And this shall determine that! No!
The show's sound design also includes music by other composers. There's a wistful tune played on solo piano that floats through several scenes between the two young lovers. All in all, Peter John Still's sound design is a remarkable display of how well-chosen music and deftly timed sound effects can enhance the story being told. I'm Jeff Hudson.